The Temple of Transition, Chris Hankins, Dear Maid Horkin, and the International Art Mega Crew. The Temple of Transition is a place of ritual and transition, a place where we both remember and look ahead, a place of ending and beginning. Vaulted, lofty, and delicate, five smaller temples surround a larger central temple. Within each temple, a different phase of life is marked and explored. Altars and shrines abound amongst intricately decorated archways, windows, and walkways. Peacefulness, reverence, and reflection suffuse every aspect of the temples. Everyone is welcome. It exists for everyone. Arches, arches everywhere. The temple is comprised of a 120-foot tiered hexagonal central tower surrounded by five 52-foot towers, vertices of a hexagon some 194 feet wide. These towers will be vaulted and lofty, being cut with numerous Gothic-style arches at every level. Balancing the Western tradition, each tier of the temples are surrounded with a pagoda-type roof, and from the corners of each pagoda roof spring unusual gargoyles and other decorative elements that reference the many cultures, environment, and history that collectively create the milieu of Burning Man. By night, it is peacefully lit by ever-changing LED light. The visual goal is of a monastic structure connected to the community that cannot help but inspire reverence and pause in the participants as they approach. Each face of the outer towers is elaborately cut with decorative patterns evocative of Moorish arabesque, yet perhaps more organic and in places containing symbols and pictographs drawn from Maori, Celtic, and Native American cultures. Each face is also pierced with a large, ornate Gothic arch, standing in deep relief from the face and providing access to the inside. At ground level, each of the towers contains an interior space, accessible through six arches that contain seating integrated into the base of the walls, columns, and a complex, intricate hanging altar, suspended 2 feet above the ground on a heavy chain, much like a chandelier. Soft, hidden lighting illuminates these spaces to enable the writing and reading of messages, and makes the interiors glow by night. Light and shadow are key elements of this temple. The outer towers are linked to the central tower via an arch ramp that leads upward to a walkway that encircles, inside and out, the central tower. Participants can look down into the interior of the central tower or out over the playa. The central tower rises to 120 feet over several tiers and echoes the design of the outer towers. However, the tiers are much loftier than the outer towers, with towering open arches reaching skyward. This tower is secured via a complex and beautiful arrangement of an internal rigging. The design and pattern of the rigging itself is an integral part of the look and feel of this temple, mathematically evoking a strong sense of our place in the universe. People come to the temple for a number of specific experiences. Perhaps the most obvious reasons people come are to express grief and loss, to express love and ask for forgiveness, release. Yet the temple is also frequently the setting of joyous celebrations in the form of union, reunions, thanksgivings, and remembrance. The temple builders feel it is their job to create a structure that enables and affirms both these differing types of activities for as wide of a range of participants as possible. They feel that the temple and the experiences within and around it are created not by the builders, but rather by our community as the event unfolds, and that it is therefore vital that the temple be an empty, yet beautiful, inspiring, supportive vessel to contain and gently, almost subliminally, suggest how it can be used. In order to provide for the various uses that previous temples support, the design includes several key aspects, suffusing every part of the temple are a multitude of small platforms and shelves to be used as shrines for people's memories. Accessible surface area is maximized at ground and walkway levels to allow for the writing of messages and attachment of images. On the man side, an open space faces the promenade that participants can use for group rituals and the consideration of our city and culture, while to the deep playa side, a smaller ritual area allows for sunrise rituals and contemplation of scale and time. Triangular seating pods around and seating inside the temple will enable and encourage relaxation and conversation. The temple as a function is well understood by our community. Unlike other art at Burning Man, the interaction between participant and the temple is deeply personal, and it exists at a conceptual, spiritual level rather than a purely physical one. It is a place of beginnings and endings, a place of transformation for our community and its members.